track of time, that the world's been known without us for a while.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans in Texas have voted to authorize the sergeant-at-arms to arrest Democratic lawmakers who have left the state in protest of new GOP redistricting efforts in Texas. ABC's Jessica Willey.
In this dramatic fight over redistricting, DPS has been ordered to locate, arrest, and bring back any fleeing lawmakers to the House chamber. Governor Greg Abbott also wants them investigated for possible criminal violations, possibly bribery, he says, suggesting that they are being paid to break core.
Republicans plan to shift the state's congressional map to give the GOP as many as five more seats in the midterms. Dozens of Palestinians were killed or wounded Monday at food distribution points and trying to get to airdropped parcels in Gaza. Aid groups say Israel's week-old measures to allow more aid in isn't enough. A major wildfire threatening hundreds of homes in Central California. This is ABC News. A fifth person has now been arrested in connection with the brawl that was captured on video in Cincinnati. The fight starting between a white man and a black man before spreading. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The video fueling racial tensions and becoming a flashpoint among politicians. Vice President J.D. Vance, the former Ohio senator, claiming America's cities aren't safe.
You had a grown man who sucker punched a middle-aged woman. We've had way too much lawlessness on the streets of great American cities.
And now police are searching for those responsible for distributing KKK flyers around Cincinnati.
A new option for families at some airports. The TSA has begun a plan called Families on the Fly that lets groups traveling with children 12 and under go through special security lines. Families can also get discounts on TSA PreCheck and a dedicated PreCheck security line for military families. The program, launched in July, is expanding. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Beginning Wednesday, August 6th, the Price County Highway Department will be replacing a large culvert in the town of Worcester in Price County. Substation Road will be closed at Kramer Creek, located 1/2 mile east of North Worcester Road, beginning August 6th at 6:30 a.m. This work is expected to be completed by the late afternoon. Once again, beginning Wednesday, August 6th, the Price County Highway Department will be replacing a large culvert in the town of Worcester, and Substation Road will be closed at Kramer Creek. This work will begin at 6:30 a.m., and this work is expected to be completed by late afternoon. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your patience and cooperation. Tomorrow, August 6th, the Farmers Market is once again back at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls. This will be taking place from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., and at the market you can find such things as locally grown blueberries, raspberries, sugar snap peas, corn, salad greens, broccoli, tomatoes, peppers, kohlrabis, jellies, jams, pickles, salsa, locally produced maple syrup and honey, and much, much, much more, including things such as baked goods and freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, and some houseplants, including succulents. That's only a small snippet of what's actually at the farmer's market, so you're encouraged to stop on by, where most vendors accept Quest Card, EBT, WIC and Senior Market coupons, and because the Park Falls Farmer's Market, LLC, is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, they do accept Chamber Bucks. They've also partnered with Aspires this year to participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown or processed in Price County or the neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida/Vilas, or Iron. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow, August 6th, from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 in Park Falls. The federal government has pulled funding for a local camp meant to help neurodivergent kids enjoy STEM subjects. Savannah Tomi Olsen reports.
Michael Notaro is the director of the Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He started the first STEM camp 4 years ago in Beloit and has added two more in Madison and Baraboo. They're geared toward middle and high school students and inspired by Notaro's own family.
And the goals of the camps are basically to support and foster neurodiversity, to encourage autistic and neurodiverse youth to consider pursuing science degrees and careers.
The camps were funded by grants from the National Science Foundation, but now they've been canceled. Notaro says because it's geared toward neurodivergent kids, the camp counts as a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. Those types of programs have been targets for the Trump administration.
It was disheartening. It was not surprised at all that it happened. It was, you know, had a pretty hard impact because it was right before the summer when we were getting ready to start up our three camps.
The Coakley Foundation stepped up to keep the camps running this summer. Notaro says, thank goodness, because families rely on this.
These camps help their kids develop advocacy, build social skills and friendships. In the last 4 years, we've had youth from middle school and high school age kids come from 35 different communities across Wisconsin and Illinois. It's across about a 300-mile radius, so, and it really demonstrates the fact that families are willing to drive very long distances for these camps.
The future is uncertain, and Notaro is searching for other ways to fund the camps. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Wisconsin State Fair is happening right now, but that doesn't stop the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board of Directors from already making plans for next year's event. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report. Today, the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board of Directors Chairman, John Yingling, shares the details of renovations we can expect to the Ag Village.
So we just got approved in this last biennial budget $21 million in new capital improvements that we'll be making in the fair. $4 million starts with the Ag Village side. I think if you're an exhibitor, you know that the swine and sheep barn have seen better days, could be laid out more efficiently. Poultry has always been in a tent. Discovery Barnyard seen better days. So we are looking to redo that entire area. It starts with the planning money. That was $4 million.
Chairman John Yingling of the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board of Directors along with us. At next year's fair, you can expect more renovations to the grounds for a more accessible and fairgoer-friendly experience. I'll be back with more news after this. You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
The U.S. Senate confirmed Luke Lindberg will serve as the USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. The vote of 77 to 18 is one that is supported by several agricultural groups: the U.S. Meat Export Federation, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council support Lindberg. Dan Hallstrom is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He says it's important for the Office of U.S. Trade Representative to be at full strength and urged the Senate to move quickly on the nominee for Chief Agricultural Negotiator. Follow along with Pam Yonke, Stephanie Hoff, Ben Jarbo, and myself as we continue to tell the story of Wisconsin food, fuel, and fiber. You can find us on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report or online at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester going 7 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the 5th inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a 4-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
We are going to have a little more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Could be an isolated shower or thundershower with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Thank you.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna you come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. You want to send my mind only one way, I'm driving, you know.
I know.
At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app. October, had that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. We were dancing, we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, man, you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Jumped in right off the deep in that mango reader you were drinking in that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. I can still smell your perfume. Girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable.
Thomas Rhett there in 98Q Country. Hey, good Tuesday. Good Tuesday to you on this fifth day of August. I have not flipped that calendar yet. All right, we'll get to that this morning. Put that on my to-do list. Do you have a to-do list? You should. You should. A little piece of paper. Write stuff on there. Oh, well, husbands maybe don't have a to-do list, but there's a to-do list there anyway, created by someone. Temperatures today, about 78, and we'll be right around that 78-degree range today, tomorrow, and into Thursday, and mainly dry weather. Again, a few scattered showers are possible. Looks like if there is a day where we could have a little bit more rain, you know, maybe later tomorrow, possibly, but still some dry stuff here. If your vegetation stuff in your garden needs to have a little water, you might have to do it yourself here over the next 3 or 4 days. Temperatures continue mild, at least 80, maybe even spiking up to 85 later on in the week on Friday. But we're waking up to 50. We still have an air quality alert in effect. They're just doing this day by day. But from what I heard yesterday, this is probably going to linger through the week. The latter part of yesterday, definitely you could see that the sun was, well, it looked like it was cloudy out. Kind of the latter half of the day with the smoke cover. I think we become used to it because I don't notice it much anymore, but it's still there. I think we've kind of become used to the slate tint to the air smell. It might be a little bit different where you are. I think it was last Thursday or Friday, I got up in the morning. It smelled like a campfire in the morning. And I don't think there was anybody having a campfire in the area. We have a few road closures around the area. One that I wanted to let you know about going on today. Actually, I got three or four. They're doing all kinds of work all over the area, as they do every year. Price County Highway Department is replacing a large culvert in the town of Wooster. And Substation Road is going to be closed tomorrow. The 6th at Kramer Creek. That's about a half a mile east of North Wooster Road. You know where that is, right? Well, if you do, you do. And if you don't, you're like, well, I must not travel that road. So that's going on today. Also, there's another one, too, that I saw for tomorrow. I want to let you know about the Price County Highway Department. A large culvert. Okay, that's, I think that's the same one. All right, we'll see if we can just be very careful, even on the back roads. Because they do these one-day projects, and they don't, you know, it just doesn't to take all the time to have a detour and this and that, and it's just money and time consuming wise, it doesn't make sense. So there may be some moments where you have to delay or turn around on some of these back roads. Our good folks here with the county doing some work to keep our roads safe. It is 6:30. All the Brewers do is win, win, win. 3-game lead now in the division. They're starting to have a little separation, not only in the best record in baseball, but the division too. We'll get a little bit on that right now. Twice an hour, we get you a news and sports update, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans in Texas have voted to authorize the sergeant-at-arms to arrest Democratic lawmakers who have left the state in protest of new GOP redistricting efforts in Texas. ABC's Jessica Willey.
In this dramatic fight over redistricting, DPS has been ordered to locate, arrest, and bring back any fleeing lawmakers to the House chamber. Governor Greg Abbott also wants them investigated for possible criminal violations, possibly bribery, he says, suggesting that they are being paid to break core.
Republicans plan to shift the state's congressional map to give the GOP as many as 5 more seats in the midterms. Dozens of Palestinians were killed or wounded Monday at food distribution points and trying to get to airdropped parcels in Gaza. Aid groups say Israel's week-old measures to allow more aid in isn't enough. A major wildfire threatening hundreds of homes in Central California. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Xcel Energy has announced the start of construction on the Ashland-Ironwood Transmission Rebuild Project, which is a major infrastructure upgrade that will hopefully improve electric reliability and support long-term growth across Northern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. This is a multi-year construction project and will rebuild and relocate 2 older transmission lines, an 88-kilovolt line originally constructed in the 1950s, and a 115-kilovolt line from the 1970s, between the Gingles substation near Ashland and the Ironwood substation near Ironwood. This project will also eliminate aging infrastructure crossing the Bad River Indian Reservation and remove a 1.8-mile section of line from Copper Falls State Park, helping reduce environmental impacts and mitigate construction and maintenance challenges posed by the terrain. Construction will begin in Hurley in the next couple weeks, followed by phased activity across the remaining project areas over the next several years. Landowners will be notified in advance of construction activities on their property, which are scheduled to occur as follows. In Mellon, tree removal and east side construction is scheduled to begin in October of this year. In Upson, tree removal is expected in November of this year, with construction beginning in June of next year. In Iron Belt, tree removal is expected in January of next year, and construction in September of next year. In Mellon, construction is expected north and west in June of 2027. In High Bridge, tree removal is scheduled next year, with construction beginning in August of 2027. And in Marengo, tree removal is expected next year or in 2027, with construction in March of 2028. While most work will take place within or near existing rights-of-way, residents may notice temporary traffic controls, construction equipment, and increased activity in your work zones. Your patience and cooperation is appreciated during this vital rebuild project. Wednesday, August 13th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., there's a blood drive over at St. Anthony's Catholic Church at the Padua Center in Park Falls. You can call Jenny Young to make an appointment at 715-744-3267. And if you come give between August 1st to August 28th, you can get a $15 gift card to a merchant of your choice. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, August 13th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at 276 South 5th Avenue in Park Falls. With measles cases at the highest level they've been in over 30 years, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging parents to vaccinate their children before this next school year. Melissa Kay has more.
While vaccination rates held close to the previous year when disregarding the new meningitis vaccine requirement for 7th through 12th graders, rates are still below the 95% needed to prevent an outbreak. 89.3% of Wisconsin students meet the minimum vaccination requirements. Last year, whooping cough surged in Wisconsin classrooms. Nearly 3,000 cases of this vaccine-preventable illness were reported to DHS. Now, with measles cases having been reported in the state, DHS officials warn that one out of every four people in the U.S. who contract this highly contagious disease are hospitalized. Stephanie Schauer, director of Wisconsin Immunization Program, says routine vaccines don't just protect your child, they help keep classrooms and the whole community safe.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester going 7 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the 5th inning. This kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a four-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop, because Macy's has back-to-school styles from brands like Nike and Jordan, must-have denim from Levi's and Good American, and now Macy's has Abercrombie Kids too. It's all in one place, all at great prices. And here's another reason to come in. If you're already at Macy's and you saved so much, you could stop by the fragrance counter and pick up something for yourself too. The best back-to-school styles are here now at Macy's.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even bad hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
We are going to have a little more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Could be an isolated shower or thundershower with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
98Q Country.
Knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give. She knows how to take. For so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes. Best lines, Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make one on me. Game. Her feelings once came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart with my alibis and light eyes and all the
Brewers play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
My way in North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, string band, my baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Since you did what you done to me, I can't. can't lie. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you just have done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep, baby. How I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
Mr. Dirks Bentley there at 98Q Country. Good Tuesday to you. A little bit, I think because of the haze of the Canadian smoke, but the sun a little bit reluctant to get up as early as we've been getting up for a couple of months, right? It's getting to be that time of the year where the whole daylight savings thing does whatever it does. But, you know, we get a little bit darker in the morning. We'll take care of that, I think, when we flip those clocks back here in a little while. What the whole daylight savings thing is it as confusing to you as it is to me? I just live life, and then all of a sudden one day I come in and it says, oh, this Saturday we're springing ahead or falling back, and then I'm like, okay, there'll be more daylight at some point in my life and less on the other side. So I guess I don't concern myself with it too much because we do it and it's done. We have some events coming up this weekend. Yeah, we'll talk about those in just a little bit here. If you like to play a softball, they're looking for some co-ed softball teams for the Prentice Progress Days coming up on Labor Day weekend. So if a co-ed softball team is something that maybe you've done in the past or could put together, give them a call down in Prentice. They'd love to hear from you. 715-820-3784. 715-820-3784. Looking for some co-ed softball teams, a few more. For Prentice Progress Days, want to send a congratulations out to young Matty Hankinen. He won the Prentice Golf Tournament, the league, the Men's Golf League Club Championship down there. He had an 11-under-par performance held over 2 days. That's pretty darn good. That's pretty. He secured the victory with a round of 68 and 61. showcasing. Well, that's he's a high school golfer, and we heard him. We talked about him, of course, this past spring. So congratulations to Maddie, the men's league champion down there in Prentice. Let's get you some words of wisdom into this. I want to call it a cloudy Tuesday morning, but I think it might be more of a hazy, Canadian wildfire hazy Tuesday morning. Temperature's pretty nice, so we should warm it up to close to 80. Let's take a moment this morning to focus on the family.
Anyone can make a difference. How? Just see a need and do something to meet it. A wonderful example of that spirit of giving is Steve Brosnahan. He works at Hasbro Children's Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island, but he's not a doctor. He's a cartoonist who spends his day drawing with kids at their bedside, helping them cope with their disease. But Steve wanted the children to know that he was rooting for them to be healthy again, even when he wasn't at work. He told the kids to watch from their windows that night, and when they asked how they'd see him in the dark, he said, "Don't worry, you will." That evening, Steve flashed his headlights at them from the parking lot across the street. The kids enjoyed it so much that Steve began recruiting other people in the community to participate. Now, a group forms outside every night to join in. Police cruisers, fire trucks, people with flashlights. Officially, the event is called Goodnight Lights, but hospital staff refer to it as a minute of magic, where everyone gathers at their windows with flashlights to signal back, thank you. It really is that simple, to shine a light of hope into the world. Tap into your time and talent. Offer an encouraging word, a helping hand, or whatever resource you have to serve somebody else and make a difference in their lives. The possibilities are endless. So is the good you can do. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
God is at work, and he's calling his people to rise in truth. Truth Rising is a powerful new documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. See how ordinary Christians choose courage in a culture that needs truth. Watch Truth Rising starting September 5th and find out how you can be a part of the change and become an agent of restoration. Sign up at TruthRising.com. That's TruthRising.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant life and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start August 13th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Q Country.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98 Q Country.
98Q Country.
Every time you take a sip,
this smoky atmosphere. You press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. I'd like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country, and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. I know the perfect little path out in these woods I used to hunt. But don't worry, babe, I've got your back, and I've also got your front. I'd hate to waste a night like this. I'll keep you safe, you wait and see. The only thing allowed to crawl all over you when we get there is me. You know every guy in here tonight would like to take you home, but I've got way more class than them, babe. That ain't what I. Sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. Oh, I'd sure like to check you for ticks.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of homes are being threatened by a massive wildfire burning through Los Padres National Forest in Central California. The Gifford Fire spans more than 100 square miles in Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. Skies still hazy across the northern U.S. because of wildfires in Canada. ABC's Stephanie Ramos is in Boston.
Smoke from more than 700 fires in Canada causing hazy skies and hazardous air quality conditions from the Great Lakes to the Northeast. At Boston's Logan Airport, the FAA issuing a brief ground stop because of the smoke. Dozens of flights delayed.
Republican lawmakers in Texas have voted to allow the sergeant-at-arms to arrest Democrats who have left the state rather than vote on a GOP plan to expand their numbers in Congress by drawing new congressional maps. Brazil's Supreme Court has ordered the house arrest of former President Jair Bolsonaro, who is on trial for an alleged coup. This is ABC News. A new Associated Press poll finds that inflation is stressing out families across the country, especially when it comes to costs for groceries. President Trump's latest tariffs haven't even kicked in yet. ABC's Lana Moise with more.
Americans are feeling the strain of higher prices on everyday items.
The prices seem to go up
every week.
The price is killing me. Instead of saving money in my bank account, I'm using it in groceries.
A new poll finds 53% of Americans say the cost of groceries is a major source of stress for them right now. And 4 in 10 people under age 45 say they're using buy now, pay later services to cover essentials like groceries and medical care.